Hi, this is Andy Gutierrez with once again of YZ Generations. I was reading some stuff over the internet yesterday and today and about these meetings that Google and Amazon and everybody else in the tech industry is hosting lately. And a big thing crossed my mind, so I Googled it. And this is what I found out. There are approximately 173 million Google results. Can you imagine that? Approximately 173 million Google results for the topic communication differences between generations. And somebody's going to tell me there's not a problem out there? There's not a problem in our businesses out there? We've got 173 million hits on a topic communication differences between generations. Our companies need help with this. They have to open up their eyes, and that's what we're here for. Do you think corporations have a hard time creating stable teams with effective communication skills to execute the 5-year strategic plan? Well, the short answer is a resounding no. They don't have the skill sets to do this. Younger companies like Google, Amazon, Facebook do not face the problem of having an older management staff trying to understand effective communication methods of the YZ generations. In fact, many companies, the communication differences between generations has led to little interaction between the different age groups. Just Google it. Who is helping these companies transition from older to the younger business mentality? Well, YZ Generations is. A short look at the topics we recover are these: the perfect storm, understanding generations, products of similar environments, technology communication revolution. Software today, as we all know, has only got a year and a half lifespan. New management styles versus the traditional militaristic management style. And also the pyramid organization chart is flattened out now to a horizontal chart and a flat chart. We also have communication tools, use personality analytics to find out how to communicate with different people in different generations. Of course, we have our copyrighted body language program, which is a day and a half, at least a day and a half long, but people actually see themselves operating with video. YZ Generation Interpersonal Skill Development. There are 17 topics that's included in that companies are looking for from YZ Generations. It's not just about STEM. And of course, there's company qualities keeping YZ Generations. YZ Generations normally hop 16 to 24 months and they're gone unless a company knows how to keep them. And there's 15 topics that YZ Generations is saying, hey, if a company has these things, I'm going to stay. That's how you're going to get to a stable 5-year plan team. And of course, finally, we have the 4 Cs for effective communication. And we have other topics too, but these are the main ones about what's really attacking our corporations today. You know, at a recent conference hosted by major technology players like Microsoft and Google, like I said, they didn't focus on hardware. They didn't focus on the new Windows program, but instead introduced new AI, artificial intelligence software to enhance real-time communication. That's what they did. Now, if your company does not want to become a Sears, Circuit City, or Radio Shack, immediate preparation for the short-term future is a necessity. So do us a favor. Visit yzgenerations.com or text 913-215-0805 or call that number, 913-215-0805, to formulate a communication plan for your management team. Thanks a lot. Looking forward to talking to you soon in the near future. Have a pleasant day. Hi, this is Andy Gutierrez with once again of YZ Generations. I was reading some stuff over the internet yesterday and today, and about these meetings that Google and Amazon and everybody else in the tech industry is hosting lately. And a big thing crossed my mind, so I Googled it. And this is what I found out. There are approximately 173 million Google results. Can you imagine that? Approximately 173 million Google results for the topic communication differences between generations. And somebody's going to tell me there's not a problem out there? There's not a problem in our businesses out there? We've got 173 million hits on a topic communication differences between generations. Our companies need help with this. They have to open up their eyes. And that's what we're here for. Do you think corporations have a hard time creating stable teams with effective communication skills to execute the five-year strategic plan? Well, the short answer is a resounding no. They don't have the skill sets to do this. Younger companies like Google, Amazon, Facebook do not face the problem of having an older management staff trying to understand effective communication methods of the YZ generations. In fact, many companies, the communication differences between generations has led to little interaction between the different age groups. Just Google it. Who is helping these companies transition from older to the younger business mentality? Well, YZ generations is. A short look at the topics we recover are these. The perfect storm. Understanding generations, products of similar environments. Technology communication revolution. Software today, as we all know, has only got a year and a half lifespan. New management styles versus the traditional militaristic management style. And also the pyramid organization chart is flattened out now to a horizontal chart and a flat chart. We also have communication tools, use personality analytics to find out how to communicate with different people in different generations. Of course, we have our copyrighted body language program, which is a day and a half, at least a day and a half long, but people actually see themselves operating with video. YZ generation interpersonal skill development. There are 17 topics that's included in that. That companies are looking for from YZ generations. It's not just about STEM. And of course, there's company qualities keeping YZ generations. YZ generations normally hop 16 to 24 months and they're gone unless a company knows how to keep them. And there's 15 topics that YZ generations are saying, hey, if a company has these things, I'm going to stay. That's how you're going to get to a stable five-year plan team. And of course, finally, we have the four C's for effective communication. And we have other topics too, but these are the main ones about what's really attacking our corporations today. You know, at a recent conference hosted by major technology players like Microsoft and Google, like I said, they didn't focus on hardware. They didn't focus on the new Windows program, but instead introduce new AI, artificial intelligence software to enhance real-time communication. That's what they did. Now, if your company does not want to become a Sears, Circuit City, or Radio Shack, immediate preparation for the short-term future is a necessity. So do us a favor. Visit yzgenerations.com. Or text 913-215-0805 or call that number, 913-215-0805, to formulate a communication plan for your management team. Thanks a lot. Looking forward to talking to you soon in the near future. Have a pleasant day. Hey, this is Andy Gutierrez once again of YZ Generations with an S.com. If you wish to contact us, please go to our website, or you can text or call us at 913-215-0805. We do work with companies and individuals as well. Anyhow, in our previous conversation, we discussed that STEM, Science, technology, engineering, and math must be accompanied by the four C's of creative, critical, collaborative, and effective communication in order to be a complete human asset for any company. Let's not forget, your communication skill set must include interaction among four different generations. And we'll talk about that in future broadcasts. We've identified the four C's as creative thinking, the first of that. Just what are we talking about? Well, the Business Dictionary offers this definition: a way of looking at problems or situations from a fresh perspective that suggests unorthodox, you hear that? Unorthodox, it's not the regular way, solutions, which may look unsettling at first. Yes, unsettling. It's not the same, same old, same old, same old, same old, same old. Creative thinking must be stimulated both by an unstructured process, such as brainstorming, everyone giving their input, and by a structured process such as lateral thinking, and that is completely wild, I'll tell you that right now. We all understand that brainstorming means, let's hope we understand, everybody understands what brainstorming means. It also means getting everybody involved. That's very important. But what about lateral thinking? Why is that so important today? Well, lateral thinking has been described as the ability to use your imagination to look at a problem in a fresh way and come up with new solutions. Without lateral thinking, companies can't innovate and they can't create new products. They're just stuck with doing the same old thing, perhaps more efficiently than before, but they won't be able to lead the way. Any companies that wants to stay ahead of the competition needs to recruit graduates who are capable of lateral thinking. An example of the brainstorming method or unstructured could be the process known as Kaizen. Most people are familiar with the story of how Toyota used this idea system to transform their vehicles to the world's longest lasting. This was done by empowering the entire workforce, from the president to the assembly worker, to recognize modifications to improve efficiencies, quality, and profit. We all know what happened next. Oh, and by the way, what's happened to Oldsmobile, Pontiac, and Saab? Well, maybe they should have used Deming's Kaizen thought process also. Later, or lateral creative thinking, is a little more difficult because a person and or service does not already exist. Yeah, a process doesn't exist. No, it doesn't. It's a lot easier working on a problem when you know the product. But if there's no product, how do you laterally think? How do you get creative? This normally called thinking outside the box. And everybody says, well, I think outside the box. Not if you got a product or a service that's known already, you're not thinking outside the box. Because outside the box is being really creative, a phrase commonly used but not easily accomplished. You have to enter the realm of possibilities before tempering those ideas with probabilities. Think of that. You come up with ideas, they might not even work. However, you come up with them anyhow, and then you decide whether or not the probabilities are there that it's going to work. Think of great lateral thinkers like Henry Ford, Benjamin Franklin, Steve Jobs, or Bill Gates. Just a sampling of people that thought about possibilities which became realities that changed the business world. Lateral creative thinkers. They're extraordinary. They're rare. They're someone any company would want to have working for them. We'll talk more about the second C, critical analysis, on the next episode. But in the meantime, this is Andy Gutierrez. Thanking you for listening in. Hoping you're having a good day. And also, once again, if you want to visit us, go to yzgenerations.com or text us or give us a phone call, 913-215-0805. Thank you very much for listening.